شاهدًا برورًا جعلك نيطايا للصمجي والشيطة تجيشون من شجو بدودا نشبسك داقيش جيجي بسنم دولا كيش صنجي دوبر شاهدًا جيجي تجيشون من شجو بدودا نشبسك Nāgāyā-cī-cī-bhī-sūnāṁ-dūlā-bhī-śa-sāṅ-cī-dūpar-śa-sāṅ-vā-cī-yā-cī-dūmā-cū-cī-cū-nāṁ-cā-cū-par-dūdā-nā-yī-śa-pśī-cī Nāgāyā-cī-cī-bhī-sūnāṁ-dūlā-bhī-śa-sāṅ-cī-dūpar-dūdā-nā-yī-śa-pśī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī-cī 接受不了下雨切头还没确认不及四年前被公路上预计生命这些生命功能三不能修。
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. It's with that kind of altruistic motivation, or what we call bodhicitta motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching. Generally speaking, before we start or engage in any kind of virtuous action or practice, it is very important for us to cultivate a proper
motivation.
Especially when we come together like this to participate in Dharma or spiritual discourses, it's very important for all of us involved in this, in both teacher and students, or speakers and audience, to cultivate proper motivation as we participate in discourses.
As
I stress the importance of cultivating proper motivation, those of you who have attended teachings for a long time, or you know, who have been in Dharma for a long time, you already know this, that cultivating motivation is not, in a sense, just one thing. As a matter of fact, there are different levels of motivation. And often in Buddhism, we talk about three levels of motivation. Simply, we can label them as, initial motivation or small motivation, intermediate level motivation, and advanced level motivation. So at least we can talk about three different levels of proper motivation. And those of us who have embraced Mahayana Buddhism, Bodhisattva's discourses, all of us, both teachers and students, as we participate in the teaching, our motivation should be that of altruism, altruistic state of mind, you know, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of benefiting all other sentient beings. So with that kind of motivation, we should participate in teaching. So that means that we are not simply here and do what we do just for our own sake, but we are here more, you know, to benefit other sentient beings. So that level of motivation is called advanced level motivation, or the, you know, we could say motivation that goes along with Bodhisattva's attitude. On the other hand, if we reflect on all kinds of suffering which exists in the samsara or cyclic existence that we as individuals go through, and we contemplate the suffering nature of samsara or cyclic existence, as well as the causes of suffering, what brings us suffering. In other words, you know, we reflect on these two truths out of the Four Noble Truths, true suffering and true cause of suffering, and then we genuinely seek complete freedom just for ourselves from the state of suffering and its causes. In other words, we seek nirvana or liberation or moksha, and so that level of motivation is what we call intermediate level of motivation. So we are seeking complete freedom from suffering of samsara and its causes just for our own sake. Or, you know, at a minimum, as spiritual practitioners, we should, you know, have this much level of motivation, which we call small motivation, that we do not want to be reborn in unfortunate states of rebirth, but rather we would like to have, good rebirth in our next life. With that kind of a motivation, when we pursue spirituality or dharma, that level of motivation is what we call small motivation. But that is the least, you know, we could do. You know, if we don't have that much level of motivation, then what we, you know, do may not necessarily constitute spiritual. So out of these three, shall we say, generalized forms of motivation, we pick and choose what suits our own temperament and disposition, because we have to cultivate one of the three types of motivation that I just very briefly laid out in front of you. And so once we have cultivated, you know, one or three types of motivation, which is a proper motivation, now the next thing we need to really focus on is, the spirituality or whatever the practice that we are going to do. But, try to understand what it is and whether it is an authentic, practice or not.
Chö tengi ge te, ani chö tamba pa ta, tsa we chö gung chung u te, tsemi shibu, tsemi shibu in pa ta, tsemi shibu te ta, chö tene, chö dhubne ti, ani dhumde tenbe en ta, nung tong la tse ge tene yabba tene, ta tene ta, tene ki ge ta yishe tuba ge ngay pa du, tene gyur ma tsa, te, kar se ta, ani ti gyur se ne pe ka, ti, yung gure se ya ne, tga se, ngui se ya me pe tene shi na ya gu ya ma ra se.
So once we have cultivated any of the three levels of motivation, the next thing, as I just mentioned, is we need to investigate dharma or spirituality that we are going to follow or we are going to cultivate in the sense of whether it is an authentic practice or not. And so how do we know that? That, you know, means that we have to, investigate the origin of the Dharma. In this case, would be the founding teacher. Whether a founding teacher of Dharma is what we call, for lack of a better word in English, I would say, a valid person. It is a technical term. The Tibetan term is Teme Jivu. Someone who cannot make mistakes, in a very simple language, okay, very valid and authentic. And so not only that, the teacher who spoke, I mean, is out of, based upon the inside, personal inside experiences, but those who follow such a discourse or dharma, they are able to actualize or accomplish spiritual attainments, and these attainments, in the ultimate sense, should be verifiable, and they should be based upon facts and evidence, as we would say, not like a conjecture, you know, essentially like, oh, if you do this, I think you will attain so and so, but then really nobody knows, there are no examples who really got them, but that's more like a conjecture, you see, but it should be based upon, I mean, facts and, so to speak, figures that can support that by following this particular kind of spirituality, you know, you could be, you know, attaining so and so, and there are these examples, before us.
Hmm. Tapena ngaranzu te, ane namba sanje baga ane chue tenpa pa ta dajek tenpa hiri tovani. Kaban di yung tu shiabi na dajek tenpa hiri tovani. Dajek tenpa hiri tovani shiabi tsebi yinpa te ta, alo nyentong nga jak pon la ta, jagak namlo kheba ta mimbo ta, chulu mandra ak ta kheba mangbo yore ti nane. Anta su kanga churang ti tsemi, kurang tsemi shiba maresi ya ta, dajik tamo khe tibi tembi lam ti, ene lam nanda maresi ngi su kata shung mebre, ta ingi zina, kong man duk se ta ko tamne, kansi ka nyi zogo chun ti sachin da kong pa dun porne. Nani jitin dana cho ji songste songde zani, su kanga churang jitin dana cho ma resi ni, len jitunga, len gashi tunga zan ma zhunga resi. Su tanda ki tsemi shiba ji resi.
And now, personalizing the explanation I just gave you, in other words, Buddhism or Buddha Dharma originated with Shakyamuni Buddha, who was born in India 2,500 years ago. That was a real person. And then when he was born, and as Kesala recited the lines from his memory, as soon as he was born, he took steps, he walked, and in different directions, and he made a proclamation that I'm going to be the best among all. And so nobody, during his time, Buddha, because there were many great religions and many great, you know, practitioners of all religions existed at the time, but nobody was able to disqualify Buddha as a valid teacher, authentic teacher, or his teaching as valid and authentic. And this is what, in the context of Buddhism, we need to understand.
다시 단에 세계는 아니 라제가 좀 해서 더 담보 가라서 나기레스 이나 가라서 나기 이나 같이 담에서 초사네 아니 자가 로 니도 나제 공을 마페 공을 같이 담에서 초사 심브레스
It's important for us to remember that, you know, there was a time when Shakyamuni Buddha, who now we accept as our, teacher, spiritual, he was just as ordinary as, you know, all of us. But he pursued spirituality for a long time, and after three countless eons of accumulating merit and wisdom, or the two types of accumulation, that eventually he became a fully enlightened being called Buddha. And so then he manifested it in our world, and so from then the world history about Buddhism has originated, if you will, that he, became known as Shakyamuni Buddha. So the point that we need to understand is that Buddha was not Buddha, you know, from primordially. He was just like one of us, you know, a deluded person, ordinary person, but he pursued spirituality and he brought it to the completion, fruition, and thus he became a Buddha.
So that, Kutamne teni na ani ani jebe jisile tab mashaba shene teni jisile tab bhena ne ani tab lotu kawa shene dusina yores aten zoe te nang guya unis de mebre teni na ngaranzo le tab lana me bayanda bazaji kumba thoba shaba le labo ya marten dusini kali kawa shene yores pe marzo datem bres teni so lotu le ani a kashina ne yores.
You know, in the footnote, according to Mahayana perspective, that is in my footnote, Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, was already Buddha when he manifested in our world over 2,500 years ago. But he enacted the roles of becoming a Buddha in our world in order to benefit us. He was born in a royal family, but he showed us, you know, detachment. He did not get attached to and sucked into, you know, royalties or the royal privileges and wealth. As a matter of fact, he renounced his royalty and he went, you know, in search of the truth, and he practiced 6 years of penance. And he showed how much, you know, difficulties and challenges, you know, he had to go through, and eventually enacted the role of becoming a Buddha, an enlightened being. Now, he really didn't need to do all that for himself, because by the time he was in this world, according to Mahayana perspective, he was already a Buddha. He just came down for certain purpose and to benefit us. So basically, what Buddha's life story is teaching us, or should, you know, we should understand from his life story is that it is not easy to be a Buddha. We cannot just cruise along, smooth ride to the Buddhahood. We have to go through many difficulties and challenges, and all of these are part of our spiritual development and growth, so through which eventually we can overcome in all of these challenges and become a complete enlightened being. So that is the message of Buddha's own life story. He did not cruise along and fly to the state of Buddhahood. Okay, so I didn't say the fly to, but you get the point I'm trying to make.
Kaji tamme sun chosabi rinkhan ta, tiba chimbi lulu shigi na, kaji tamme rik zanla sanji tamme nje ne, sanji tamme le nye ko, sanji tamme le dune chue shu, ay kawa shen dus na yo res.
According to Mahayana perspective, when Buddha was accumulating merit and wisdom for three great countless eons, during the first great countless eons, for example, you know, he you know, met many other enlightened beings and holy beings, and he, you know, met prostrations to them, offerings to them, and he did the same thing, you know, in other, the remaining countless eons. That's how he accumulated, you know, his tremendous merit and insight.
That thing, Tibetan the Terabarak looks in at that. He and Annie, Tommy Tambu Cubs, Annie, Sanjay Nashinatunle, Annie, he couldn't choose you in the end of the 9 years.
According to what today the scholars might call more universal perspective of Buddhism, or to be precise, Theravadin perspective, during the first great countless eon, Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, made offerings to and prostrations to as many as 55,000 enlightened beings.
That's
And according to Theravadin perspective, during his second countless eon, he how should I say, served, or he rendered services to, or made prostrations to, and offerings to as many as 66,000. From this time, you can trust my numbers, because these are not too big numbers to hold. Now trillions and billions, so just a footnote. So 66,000 Buddhas.
That's great. Tamil Sumbi, because I need Dutin Dintonse. Sanjay Dutin Dinton and Yinkur. I need Tindu to choose Tindu and choose you. I choose you about Samazi and it driven Yalinas in those scenarios.
So during the third great countless eon, he, you know, met, how should I say, he met offerings to, prostrations to, you know, as many as 77,000 Buddhas. He met them and he received teachings from them. So during the first great countless eon, according to Theravadin perspective, you know, he met offerings to and prostrations to and so on to as many as 55,000 Buddhas, you know, received teachings from them. During the second great countless eon, he did the same thing in relation to 66,000 Buddhas. And then during the third great countless eon, he met and received teachings from as many as 77,000 Buddhas.
That he Jesus, that he Jesus, ani that iti ni te dinik ta isna penan timi kanu shigen that he Jesus. Si number member dojiche tal le kaba jal ani dosin sosana. Si si number member si karisma si zambu sunji tangi de peji zambu jechu dojiche sosana kaba jagringal sosana dosin sosana yoris.
According to Theravadin perspective, you know, after he had done all that for three great countless eons, he spent another 100 eons to accumulate necessary positive actions to be able to actualize or internalize what we called 32 major marks and 80 minor marks of
realization.
According to Mahayana perspective, as I indicated before, Shakyamuni Buddha had attained Buddhahood or complete enlightenment in Agnishta Pure Land, we call Wangmin Tupukeba in Tibetan, Agnishta Pure Land, and then he came into our world.
The Korean is in the Donisun Yaris. Josan, they go there Sanjis, Tuba Pokin, there Sanjas. And the Sanjay Kumba Tambo knows near the Omitova Kumikashi, and they eat, and they drink it, tennis, they eat, and then those in my Drugo and Indian and those in Pavin is Kananguris.
As it is stated in a sutra, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that, you know, Buddha attained his Buddhahood which sounded kind of strange. He was not a Buddha then, but that's how I have to say it in English, right? So he became Buddha in Agnishta Pure Land, and after that he manifested in this world to reenact enlightened actions and deeds.
So that tiba chibi lu shege na ani jagal ma jabu setami ani ses ko tam tin sam ka chama le tin zo te ani jaba kyungin je na yor je za to chama lo sanji jin jaba yag yo res.
And according to Mahayana perspective, when Shakyamuni, you know, was born in India in a royal family, King Suddhodana and Queen Mahamaya, he was already a Buddha, and all the 12 principal deeds of his life are considered as, you know, enlightened deeds or deeds of Buddha according to Mahayana perspective.
No, no. That thing you are saying, na, ani, that Zeba Kuni ke naani Sanjay Sin Zeba chale Kuni naani, tambo good ani Shankar Sin Zeba chhe. Tamasumbo then the Sanji in Zava Chagres, Ben Sanji in Zava, the Chuko in Zava, Kunjungling in Zava Sumbuti, Sanji in Zava, ye goody. Ane Ana Yumjanus Kuban Tatan Guyer, just not Samalo, Shangisim in Zava Yangari.
But according to Theravadan perspective, you know, when Shakyamuni was born in the royal family of King Suddhodana and Mahamaya, he was just an ordinary child. He was not a Buddha. And of his 12 principal deeds of his life, the first 9 deeds are considered as deeds of a bodhisattva, but the last 3 deeds are considered as enlightened deeds. And the last 3 deeds are becoming a Buddha, teaching Dharma, and passing into Parinirvana. So those 3 are considered as deeds of a Buddha, but the first 9 deeds, you know, the beginning with conception in the womb of Mahamaya, all of those are considered as bodhisattva actions.
Tang it around to Kubia to Sanji, where 2 Shevata, 2 Shesuita, and it and the Huati, Maranzo Sanji let Deva Shegur was. Deva Nin Tangan Sheva Sheva, Sanji, you think Shegurs. Sanji Yunde Mahina Deva de Deva Garcia Taku Kimbuji Hu Tawiki and Guyama Sosa, the Lehia Cheto, and it's a test Cubians.
And why I have taken a little bit of time today to talk about, you know, life story of Buddha is because as Buddhist practitioners, we need to cultivate faith in Buddha and his teaching. And so in order to do that, we need to be able to understand the enlightened qualities of a Buddha so that our faith is based, you know, in based in reasons and understanding, not a blind faith. So because it's important for us to cultivate faith in Buddha and teaching for our spiritual growth and development, so it is important for us to be able to understand
qualities of Buddha.
As followers in the footsteps of Shakyamuni Buddha, we need to understand, you know, in how Buddha pursued his spirituality and what did he do, and so that you know, we are, you know, able to, you know, follow him.
But then Chodak, Semir Chavan Dola Pengi, but then the Hisho and the Shat says, Chita, Semir Shevin Yimba Tata, Lori Mambu Chegita, Jagak Tuchi Mambu Tata, then Mandusi Pei or Samalokita, Pe Shem Kuzi Yundi Kundi Yimba Chita, Lucini Ziyaris.
Just as we find authentic reasonings and scriptural quotations cited in the works of great Indian master Acharya Dharmakirti, and so do we find in the works of many other great, you know, realized Indian masters of the past, you know, proving or establishing that Buddha is an authentic and valid teacher. So they used both scriptural authority and authentic reasoning to establish that.
That temple lang kani shambi tsuki di tani namde ganana ten dosya duje tuji komites an tuji chambi ani tuji chambi ta niji chambi tuji chambi niji chambi niji chambi ani jun kombine ta teni shun shambi tsen ta teni shun shambi rimbi shun dosni ta sanju kumar pebe res kanan.
So when we look at the path that Buddha himself followed or cultivated, which led him to go state beyond or become a Buddha, as it is stated in Pramana, a valid cognition treatise, and Kesava quoted a line from his memory, which says that Buddha became Buddha through his cultivating and perfecting intimacy with great compassion. So that's the path he followed. Of course, he trained his mind to cultivate great compassion, and of course, you know, the compassion leads you to altruism or bodhicitta and so on. So that is the path Buddha himself followed, which led him to the state of enlightenment.
Kung tsumbi ta bishe karde sana da jek tamba heje tebe ani dusen tambu denba gi chung ku kor teni zon teni kor nimba ta teni jen ani kol pa da kol tamba jindu si kor sini ki kol rimba ta donga ki chue mangbu jindu ka na yores te ka na ne dije nyam su la ne ani ta ngwen lu pe ne ta ngobo lu du da sa tro kin sa ra ta lu du si kya war re teni ge ta ja ga tu ki je ki tu sin ta lan te Konge, Sanji ke tembe lamte nyamsa lani is ane tuwe kumpa tomele kiwiya res. Tindu nganzu ke, nganzu le tapke zangpa ki res.
And, you know, the best, you know, method, if you will, to establish the validity of Buddha as a teacher is to investigate the validity and authenticity of his teaching or Dharma. And Buddha taught innumerable things to benefit sentient beings with different mental capacities and dispositions. And universally, what is known is that Buddha turned three wheels of Dharma. Or in other words, his first teaching was on the Four Noble Truths. And then he, gave the second discourses in a footnote at the Walter's Peak and Gurukuti, and his third teaching at Vaishali, again at a footnote. And in other words, that Buddha taught innumerable sutras and tantras, and then other great masters followed his teachings. And they attend high realizations just simply looking at India itself. There were many greatly realized beings such as great Nagarjuna, great Chandrakirti, Asanga, Dharmakirti, Shantideva, and there were as many and 80 great Mahasiddhas of India, the great tantric adepts such as the Mahasiddha Saraha and the Naropa and Shavari, and you just name it, So all of these things prove the authenticity and the validity of Buddha's teaching, because by following his teaching, they gained high realizations.
That jagatang as a pure, that's high sunny mangbuk ne. When a sanji chu nyamsu lang ne, the gazi pe sanji kumpan tabris yet, means a mind pe, Kuranzu nyamsu lensha sashatang. To do such a such a and a topic in the page to some of the summer of a Kunta Lung to the Chesu Yores that make you go where that.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, that there should be facts and figures, so to speak, to be able to verify the effectiveness and the validity of Buddha's teaching. And I just mentioned just a few names of great Indian realized teachers, and of course, back in the Tibet. And there have been many, and also in other countries where Buddha's teachings have been and where they have been authentically preserved and practiced. So these are not just fictitious stories created by the community. You will find the authentic, you know, the biographies and autobiographies of these great masters, which tell you basically their complete life story, when they were born, and then, you know, how did they grow up, how did they educate themselves, and who did they study with, and how did they do the practice, and where did they do the practice, and all of these things have been recorded. You know, these are not just, you know, fictitious characters created out of some genius mind, you know. And so these are very important, what we call, important evidence to authenticate
Buddha's teaching.
So what's the relevance of all that for us personally is that, I mean, because so many have followed the path and the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha, and they become highly realized beings. So now, as we follow the same path and cultivate the path just as they did, then we too should be able to gain realizations and become, realized beings.
So the thought can dig two temple number of things on Yavashi.
So for spiritual progress and development, there are these necessary conditions, if you will. And so we have just talked about two of them, you know, that there should be an authentic teacher, a valid teacher, and we are very fortunate to have Shakyamuni Buddha as an authentic teacher. And there should be an authentic teaching and the path, which I just briefly talked about, that we are very fortunate to be able to follow a valid and authentic spiritual path and teaching. Now, another condition for our progress is that we need to fulfill something from our side. You know, now those two things came from somebody's side, from Buddha. Now there are things we need to cultivate from our side for spiritual accomplishment.
So that Maranzo Ransani Chobi Gursiatia, Kangape, Rikwan Novata, Tendike Maris, Tanguni Tuni, Chil, Chiatam, and that's how you come in the Mankis and you can use a mank here. I did a chill and Devon Tashuk Tabuch.
So when I say that there are certain conditions we need to fulfill from our side, I don't necessarily mean that everybody has to be super duper intelligent or the same level of intelligence. What I really want to say is that we all must cultivate, you know, unshakable faith and trust in Shakyamuni Buddha and his teaching, both of which are very valid and authentic. Doesn't matter what our level of intelligence is. Maybe we are a very super-duper intelligent person, or maybe our level of intelligence is so-so. But it is really important for us to cultivate unshakable faith and trust in Buddha and his teaching.
So the that is only thanking him here the summer of the devastated.
So basically I spent talking about what might seem like a general thing, but I think these are all important for all of us to be able to cultivate faith, to facilitate cultivating faith in Buddha and his teaching. Now going back to where we left off the text called the Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's or Masters' Advices, That was before I left for India. As you know, that three great disciples of Adisha, you know, asked a series of questions to their master, and then Adisha started to respond to their questions. And three great disciples were great Domtenpa and Kutin and Wogden. So in Tibetan, we abbreviate their names as called Kung or Domsum. So then Adisha started to give answers to them, and some of his answers are very long and serious of things, you know, he was talking about to answer their questions. So I hope you remember what we already talked about. I'm going to recapitulate one or two things, to emphasize the importance. Adisha said that the best of attainment, mudra, which in Sanskrit is called siddhi, or some translate as a spiritual boon, maybe attainment is better, is decreasing deluded states of mind. Now that I think is very important for all of us to keep in our mind, because often in Buddhism we talk about different types of attainment. There's a supreme attainment, then there are common attainments, but of them all, so to speak, according to Adisha, the best of attainments is if we see decrease in or reduction in our deluded experiences or delusions. I think we did mention that there are different forms of delusions, such as six primary delusions and 20 secondary delusions. And of course, this is not the complete list. There are many others. For example, we talked about, I think, six primary delusions, which are ignorance, attachment, anger, pride, deluded doubt, and perverted views. So as we practice spirituality or Dharma, if we do find that any of these delusions is on decrease, then according to Adisha, well, we are experiencing the best of attainment. And then Adisha said, the best of indicative sign of your, you know, accomplishment or practice, Trupta, is if we experience a decrease in our desires, or maybe we could consider as if we experience sense of contentment. Now, what does that mean? It's like, you know, if we check with ourselves now, you know, it seems like we are after everything, you know. Look at all the five sensual objects, the form, sound, smell, taste, touch. Is there anything that we really think I don't need it? We're just after everything there, and chasing them all the time, and they never have enough of them. But according to Adisha, the best of an indicative sign or practice is if you feel contented with life and things, you know, not chasing, you know, sweet sound, smell, taste, touch, and, you know, all of the above.
Anlaş. Tak dringes den dine savayında. Tak dringes ne jimbe çoğma şapın yinse. Tak jinsu paşi çok yengi var. Jinsu paşi çok nani jimba de. Hani jimbe çok. Maşapayısı. Jimba tonlu sani. Jimba gani çoğdu çoğba karısı da maşapayısı. Karılı maşapayısı yozyeli maşapayısı. Kan tonlu ki. Kan ngöbu. Kan jimba tonlu ki ngöbu tenle maşapayısı. Tak çoğuyun tanımı.
Now, I believe this is a new information. According to Adisha, the best form of giving or generosity is non-attachment. So what that means is that not getting attached to resources that we give. So non-attachment or not clinging to the objects we give to others or materials we give to others, that is the best form of giving.
Ta jimba singe jimbe ngondo kare sana tongsem ne singe so tongwe semba tong sambi semba tele ta jimba singe.
So what is giving or generosity? You know, should you ask how should we understand or define it? What is it? According to Buddhism, giving is defined as wish to give. So it is a state of mind. You say wishing to give or willing to give. So that state of mind is what really giving is. So the material things that we give, maybe that could be money or any other objects, those are not really giving. Those are the substances of giving. Those are something we give, but what we give does not necessarily have to be giving. See, giving is a state of mind, really wanting to give and wishing to give.
Ta jimba tong zani tele ani ta tongwa po ta ta jimba tong zani lemba po jimba ate tongsem tenzu tamal zai zom gores.
So when we practice giving, I mean, there are, you know, at least three things which must come together, right? In practicing giving or generosity, there should be giver, then there should be recipient, and there should be something given.
Ta jimba, jimba tong yu zi yu zi le de, yu ta tele ane tamal karasi, tamal parasi susu pe ki tong ya tang, ane yu sha yu, ta shani gong kyo sunru batali ya piya, kyoba piya tu jimba ri chagu yores.
So with regard to the recipients can be ordinary people, or recipients can be, you know, holy beings. So when we make offerings to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, now Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are recipients of our gifts and offerings, and that also constitutes giving. Or we could give things to poor and needy, you know, and the ordinary recipients.
Tati umanju wana chingene jimba jinja lembo tombe tons jimba tan koran jimba ngoche ta jimba posenze jimba tonke ne che ta lenke de jinja se a tenzu samalo ta mimi bi je tam ne sa pena rangi me tam tomba ni je tam tam bi na ta je chod je ba chal yo.
According to great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti's supplement to the Middle Way or Madhyamik Avatar, Umajupa in Tibetan, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, when we give, you know, if we reflect on the emptiness of giver, what is being given, to whom it is given, then that form of giving is the best form of giving. In other words, that if we metaphorically speaking, put a stamp or a seal of emptiness on these three factors of giving. We as givers, what is being given, that is substance of giving, and to whom it is given, the recipients, all of us, all the three factors lack inherent existence, and you reflect on this emptiness nature of the three factors of giving, then that form of giving constitutes best form of giving. So there are many ways we can approach giving. We should make what we give a best form of giving. Let's say if we give out of great compassion and love, you know, for the recipients, you know, then our giving, of course, again become a best form of giving. Broadly stated, there are three different types of giving. So what I just spoke about, like giving material things, okay, that is a category in itself. It is called giving of material gifts, sangsingi chimba.
And
then out of compassion or proper motivation, when we give teaching, Dharma teaching, for example, as we say, that is what called giving of Dharma. And as it is stated in the Treasury of Knowledge by great Indian master Acharya Vasubandhu, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, you know, what is an important part of giving of Dharma is that it should not be contaminated by, you know, impure motivation or deluded motivation. And of course, in case of giving Dharma, not only should our motivation be pure, but what we really teach, that should be, you know, how to say, done properly and correctly, not misleading someone or confusing someone or like totally misinterpreting the whole thing. And in the Lamrim or treatises of Stages of Path Enlightenment, it is said that while we are doing our daily prayers and practices, that we cultivate the motivation that we are sharing this Dharma or teaching, if you want, with you know, all sentient beings, including those invisible beings. You know, they could be around us, we don't see them, but if we, you know, cultivate the motivation to give them teaching, then our daily prayers and recitations, they could constitute the giving of Dharma. And then another form of giving is the giving of fearlessness, or giving of protection, or giving of love. I mean, they all come to the same thing. So that's another form of giving. For example, that when a life is in danger, if we can somehow protect that life or save that life from danger, or even like people who feel so insecure or whose lives are at risk and danger, if we can help them, give them a sense of security, you know, protect their life, that is what we're talking about, giving fearlessness. So all those forms of giving, you know, we just laid out three primary categories of giving and some examples, like there is the giving of material gifts, giving of Dharma, and giving of fearlessness or protection. All of those things are something we all could use or put into practice.
아니 진바다 츠른데 저버스모데 예수 파시 죽나네 아니 침바도 냐네 시야데 레사게다 레스가나모다 예수 최슨 대다스 파무치 오모스치다 네 파무치 묘르치 비침바나 파스 침베 냐네게다 시야글다 그래서 레사게 레스가나모
As it is stated in Supplement to the Middle Way, and Kesala quoted the stanza from his memory, it is said that, you know, Buddha has recommended, so to speak, the first three perfections more for the lay people, because he thought, relatively speaking, those are more relevant and easier for the lay people. And what the first three perfections? Giving, morality or ethics, and patience.
That, Jinpa Tongzhi Zani, Gang, Nguan Yeng, Tam, Kong Keng Tele, Gwen Keng Tele, Gang Gwe Bate, Ndos Tang Bina, Tati Yak Kyuris.
In giving, oh, so many things we need to take into account. For example, giving what is really needed, by the recipients, you know,
Then that becomes, if we can talk in terms of better giving, that is better giving.
So giving what is really desperately needed is really more of a, how should I say, a good giving. That's like if somebody is hungry, giving food to that person. Somebody is thirsty, give drink. Somebody is cold, give clothes. And so whatever is really needed, so fulfilling those needs in some sense is a good giving.
That's kakiya, when a shab jijimba siya zanjunyere. Kaki ane simply kibushi ane, Quran zirpe ane simply kibushi dungi simge, simle dungi kimi kainin zirle ta tu kajikhi ane, ane ta nyamju zirpe simge boba chadi, ma boba chadi zirle ya zing to ane, simge zing to ane, ane yang nishyabi ane ta yang jimba chagi yoris.
And giving can take many forms, right? You know, people, not everybody needs some material things. And there are people who are depressed, you know, who feel so down, and, anxiety attack or whatnot. So if you go and talk to them nicely, if you somehow inspire them, encourage them, you know, boost up their spirit, the level of confidence, the self-respect, so that is also a giving.
No, no, that thing, any Jimba tells you in the which dying at that, and it under you, which is those here, any Yusa, any Lambrinda, that thing, no, and that's so positive with the Jake Jevashi, any Jimba Samahim, Jimbi Yamin, Jimba the Jimbi Yalin Chava, that thing, Mambuchi, those here, the Yusa Kalekali here, is that under you, but the social can coax in a few years.
So right now I'm again scratching, so to speak, the surface of things here, you know, about giving. I talked a number of things about it because I thought this may be useful information for you. But that doesn't mean that we have, you know, finished talking about giving, you know, because there's too many things to talk about. And later maybe for the new people problem, that's what Geshe intended. Anyway, in the footnote is that, you know, if you study Lamrim or attend Lamrim teaching, then you will learn more about giving and other forms of practices or perfections, because giving, which may seem simple, but it's not. There are so many factors that need to be considered.
Oh.
And there is in Lamrim a difference being made between giving and practice of giving, for example.
Oh. Same healing is gonna us. Tsurim Sunya, Tsurim Sunya, the Sunji, the Tsurim Gunanita, same healing. I told Javanese.
And then Atisha said that the best of ethics or morality, Tsurim, is to have a peace of mind.
A carriage, and that's a carriage, and 수준 채용도 수준 찰세 수준 채세 수준 단계에서나 수준 단계 왔대 아니 샘 마지 왔다 샘 락바 어떤 리가 왕게 아니 수준 수준 채용 거 알아봐 손자 샘도 기와지네 에 강나에 차가면 다들 중국이나 아니 지금도 약을 송투고요 손자 뒤 누치니까 나무 임을봐
What has the peace of mind got to do with ethics, if you wonder? Is when our mind is not peaceful, it is perturbed. You know, it is, you know, there's all kinds of delusions pop up in the mind. Now mind is very busy and crazy. And that's how we make all kinds of mistakes. And we break our vows and we transgress our commitments and so on. But when our mind is peaceful, you know, so then, you know, we don't break our vows and, you know, we don't transgress our commitments.
Well, that's Surim said the Surim Dil Kasiyami Hakobres. When the Surim said the Mikitubung Surim Sajikshi. Antinish in any sausage Surim Sajikshi. Anish and you send me any Sunday the Surim Dixi. And then how the Dombe Surim Shini. That any sausage is the Sanga Dombe Surim Tiniores. You didn't watch Mandaki.
Now again, there are many different types of ethics which we need to study and understand. We can talk about four different types of ethics, if you will. At a very basic, so to speak, ground level is the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. So that's a very basic ethics. And then we can talk about individual emancipation ethics. Or in, it's called Pratimoksha ethics, in the footnote which includes monastic ordination and so on. Then a higher level than that is the Bodhisattva ethics. And then a level above that is Tantric ethics, you see. So these are different levels of ethics we need to study and, learn about.
Uh-huh. 지금 순간 단단 지금 단단 만나 지금도 이 주위에 봤어. 다 소수 숭제가 이번에 가르는 소수 상당도스.
I just gave an outline of the different four different types of ethics, and now each of us should find out, okay, what kind of ethics that we have committed ourselves to follow.
알았어. 당하지 당 만두스 토선 만두 주위나. 나지 돈바 람메나 저런 나지 돈바 멘케 람만 람만유 텐데이나 나가 돈바데 다 나지 돈베 추심데 숨주메버리
Let's talk a little more about this, you know, going from top to bottom. The highest level ethics is that of Vajrayana ethics or Tantric ethics. Now, if you are one of those who have never received any Tantric empowerment or initiation and never committed that, then you don't really have Tantric ethics or Vajrayana ethics.
No, no. Tantuji ti umadi. Sranzu shangyu simbi domba lam mena. Shangyu simbi domba lam mena ni. Shangyu simbi eni dombe tsirim de sung meva. Sung gua gua ya marcha.
And then level below that is Bodhisattva ethics. If you have not taken Bodhisattva vows, you have not committed yourself to this, then of course there is no such thing for you to keep Bodhisattva ethics, because you don't have, you have not taken them, and there's nothing to keep.
That any the churan song any, that rajung ko damba lang mena, ya galong si Jesus si any that niya ganis si tani ka rajung ko damba lang mena ta sotay si churan the song ko gumayabre.
And then a level below that is individual emancipation ethics. You know, where I said the primary examples are, monastic ordinations. So if you have not taken ordination either as a monk or a nun, or whether it's a novice monk or a fully ordained monk or novice nun or a fully ordained nun, whatever the case may be, then you really don't have monastic ordination ethics to keep, because you have not taken ordination, so there's nothing to talk about keeping ordination vows.
Yes. That Tambuti you toshu the sungu needs some other sungu.
Yes.
Again, just Domba, Maja Domba Chirim Sungu, it is okay, Chirim Samala Sungu.
Now, looking at this, shall we say, the structure of the ethics, now that those who are who have committed themselves to tantric ethics, the highest level, now those practitioners need to keep almost all other ethics down below.
Oh, yeah. 但那是东北没有，就神经神经东北有呢，神经神经东北有呢，就是给他，神经神经东北有呢，就是他他们送过来嘛，感谢，你神经神经东北有呢，就是给每个节目都吃点盐巴的，但神经神经东北有没送过来。
Those who have taken the Bodhisattva ethics, let's say not tantric ethics, then these practitioners, of course, need to keep the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, spirit, and mind, plus Bodhisattva ethics, but they don't need to worry about other kinds of ethics.
I need to clarify
something from my previous explanation, where I said that if you have received the highest level of ethics, tantric ethics, then you need to keep almost every other ethics down below. What I need to clarify here is that, of course, if you have not taken monastic ordination, so of course there's no question of you having to, you know, keep monk and nun's vows, because you are not monk and nun. So of course that in some way should be understandable. Anyway, I need to clarify that. But what really you need to do is you have to keep Bodhisattva vows and the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. Because without Bodhisattva vows, one cannot take tantric vows. In other words, without Bodhisattva ethics, there's no way to commit oneself to tantric ethics.
No, not. That's any solid dumbbell. So that you don't buy you need to touch and give you the much dumb man, so that you don't buy Changba, you know? Tang Hadum Tash and you say, Dumba Sungu, you know, Raju Dumba thing, what the Sungu. That Dumba Sundi, you know, that's how much Sungu.
Yes. And then if one has taken just monastic ordination but has not taken either Bodhisattva ethics or Tantric ethics, in that case, the practitioner has to keep his or her monastic ethics and doesn't need to worry about Bodhisattva and Tantric ethics. But as we have a really very wonderful expression in Tibetan called Dhamma Sumden, if one is somebody endowed with three forms of ethics as vows, that means individual emancipation ethics, Bodhisattva ethics, and Tantric ethics, then you need to keep all of the above.
No, no. That means you can go through the Tantra okay.
But everybody must observe the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. So what that means is that whether we are monk or nun or not, whether we have Bodhisattvas or not, whether we have tantric vows or not, all of those factors should not matter, but all of us need to practice the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. So in other words, that we must refrain from indulging in the three negative actions of body, four negative actions of speech, and three negative actions of mind. In other words, we should not do any of those negativities, refrain ourselves from such negativities. That's called the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. What is ethics? It is defined as domsam. It's a state of mind refraining from, those negativities.
Domba the tsrimji mana chang. Domba is a kabala se. Kabala. Domba is a kabala se. But domba chunang, chunang tabsin. Domba chunang tabsin.
So the Tibetan word Dhamma means to restrain, to refrain. But then that also, you know, has the connotation the same as, you know, to keep vows. And one of the metaphors being used is, it's like, you know, if you don't want the water to, you know, flood to sweep in your town, then you raise the what's called dam around, right? That's how you preserve the water. You restrain the water from running over your town. In the same way, you know, we keep vows and ethics to refrain from negativities. And I think that will do for today, and we'll stop there today.
Rāng dēzhū rāng shēbē gā nāndrā, chūyī jīn shēbē gā rūgā nāndrā, ānē tāngbō kūnū yā bōchū, tā tāma dā kārā sānā, pār dā jī dā kārā sānā, pē nā sūsū sēn māyīng bā shē nē, chūyī nē bī gā yā, chūyī dā yā bōchū nē gō gā rā, pē nā tūsū yā rāb dā sā, tā kā dī tsā yā sāng dā dī mā shē bā shē nē, kō bā dā gō sē chūyī dā yā bōchū nē gō gā rā. Gōn jebi kāli dā yī mēgū bā shē, zāzā yāgbā shē nē, sēm tsūngu gā rā. Chē pāt gūnlōng dā yāgbā, pāt tāngbū dā gūnlōng yāgbā chē, nī bā dā pē sēm tā kā rā shē, tā gāng dūjū gu chē tā dā, tā sēbū dā yāgbā chā yā shē, sēm mā yīng bā shē. Tā tā mā dā lā tā kā rā shē wān dā, mūwā shē gu dā, tā tsā shū nō mūwā yā shē yā dā, tsōng tā ngā rā tsō dā nā mūwā yāgbā shē gu rā shē.
So whenever we engage in a practice or engage in teaching as we do now, or in a virtue, you see, there are three things we need to do and be aware of. The first thing first, which I explained earlier to you, is to cultivate proper motivation. We need to check with our own motivation why we want to do what we want to do. Okay? And so that's the first level. We need to do that. Then when we begin our action or practice or listening to teaching, we really need to be mindful of our practice and concentrate in what we do. In the case of teaching, when you listen to teaching with a good motivation, right, you already cultivated the motivation, first level's done. Now we are actually engaging in teaching, so we listen attentively to teaching and do not get distracted by other thoughts like, oh, when does this teaching get over? Okay, and all this other thing. Oh, then when we are doing meditation, you know, we really need to be very aware and mindful of what we are meditating on, not like fall asleep in meditation. And so that's the actual practice. Now at the end, we need to conclude our action properly. This is where we talk about proper dedication. So as we often do at the end of the teaching, is that we need to properly dedicate whatever positive energies we have generated or merit that we have accumulated, you know, for the benefit of everyone.
Chökin yin shebi gebi tsawala teni sanji yi tenpa rumbu kyo tajiyo yirin tu neba tang, neba kyo. An tenpa zebi tenzi shebi jayi yin nubi tsuebi, ta risu ma shebi tenzi shebi tamana shi kusi kyabi tenpa da tuji yin nubi tanda membi hundu yunga kyo. An yi kyo junki ki chuji shio puma na je chuntun shi shawa na yisan nubi, lo kyo sin lo kyo lan nubi lanla pake meba ta tenis yunga kyo. An yi giti yi kam deta yin de mithi bi gusu tada kini tunji le su tada membi hundu yunga kyo.
Let us dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. We dedicate our merit for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters. May they live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and may we all be successful in engaging our mind in Dharma. May we be successful in cultivating a spiritual path in our mind, and may we be able to overcome all the obstacles to be able to successfully cultivate our path leading to our spiritual goals. May this and other world environments be free of all unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Dona, magi sinje thamji. Ah, chirib da nyundu ji. Ah, ni je. Zhe bai ni dini sinje guali zhone. Sanje kumbaro boji tabu jishuji.
Last but not least, we dedicate our collective marriage for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, obscuration preventing liberation called delusions, obscuration preventing omniscient knowledge, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
You are.